Not on this, there's something else I wanted to mention, but I can mention it after everybody else wants to.
Everybody seems less speechless.
So about the reframing, it's interesting. I went to New York last week for a trip, and my normal way of wanting to say it is like, I got scammed, but what I can say to reframe it, and that would make me feel like, sound like I'm such a victim, is I went to a show, and I bought tickets from a scalper that ended up not being good tickets. And $550 later, I was like, whoa, you show up at the thing, and she scans it, and it had a big red X. I was like, wow, okay. So I will tell you, I share with you, I did a tap. I searched your library, and there was something about entering a bad business deal. That was something I found.
Really?
It was unhelpful, but I wanted to say it here and, you know, and get more from you and the energy of the group and kind of get through that, you know, because it's like, whoa, you know, I didn't believe it. Couldn't believe that happened to me. And then sometimes you look at, I was just thinking, like, sometimes you say, like, not you say, but you think, okay, well, we invite these experiences. So what is it?
Well, actually, that's not quite the way I say it.
Okay, right.
I say you're not being punished, you're not being tested, you're not being challenged, although it can feel like all of that. It's an invitation to up-level a belief or a vibration that does not serve you. So what's your true opinion about scalpers? Do you respect them? Do you like them? Do you appreciate them? Is it something you would encourage a beloved friend to do?
Putting aside that what they're doing may not be legal.
For a lawyer, yeah, go
right.
Ahead.
I mean, these particular scalpers, I think what they did was bad.
And yet you would, oh, you mean by being out of integrity. So the question is, where have you been out of integrity? For something to be deceived, to come into your experience, means that you are exploring the resonance of deception at some level of being. It doesn't mean you're being bad or you need to be punished or you need to, you know, slap upside the head to wake up. It's just an invitation. Is there a belief system you're having or is there something you're ignoring that would better serve where you want to go by paying attention? Right? I only ever look at everything in my life as, how does this benefit me? It doesn't mean you're going to like the reality you're in. Guys, it is a tough planet. You could have bought the tickets, had the tickets, everything could have been good with the tickets, and you could have got a flat tire and missed the whole show. Right? There could have been flooding. You're not alone here. You don't create everything here. You're playing with a lot of different individuals and energies and setup. And so it's whatever choice you want. The little bit of control I can have in my focus is, if this is a gift and it serves me, let me figure out what that is. Period. So you want to look at, what are your thoughts of deception? What are you still holding on to? Or you felt deceived, or you did something stupid, or you judged something as a bad decision? You know, the answer for you is in all the emotion that stirred up. And when you find that, then you stay in your focus. It's not about the scalper. It's not about the money. You stay in your focus of what little thing can I do that lets me feel better in this? And yes, tapping's the start, but I hear that intellectually you want more, right? So to me, that's deception, or that's flat out stealing, actually. You know, you want to look, or do I have the story of being deceived or being stolen from, or where have I not forgiven myself for stealing or being deceptive? Because vibrationally speaking, on a planet, can only come if there's some aspect of you that could resonate with it. So it's not that you invite it in.
Yeah.
We would not do that. Not on purpose. Does that make better sense? But it is an invitation to up-level something.
Okay. I'm